Country 1025. If you're tuning in right now, hoping to play Are You Smarter Than Ayla Brown, we're not doing that today. We're not doing it until she gets back. She'll be back a week from today. So Ayla's in Ireland. That's what's going on there. We do have a guest co-host in here today, Cale Dodds. He's a great country artist. We're about to play his brand new song.
Come on.
Which we played a couple times yesterday, and people were feeling. I definitely heard from a lot of people.
That's awesome.
About like how much they love the song and how much they love you, how you're coming across here. So that's
that.
Awesome. So what do you got going on? You're on tour with Chase Rice. That's going to wrap up.
Yeah, it's been busy, man. We've been on this Chase Rice tour. It's been man, one of my favorite tours I've done.
And you've toured with who in the past? We talked about it yesterday a little bit.
And I've been out with Sam Hunt, Brett Eldridge, Billy Currington, David Nail. Man, we've had some great tours over the past couple of years. But man, this one's just been, I don't know, it's just every night after night, it's been consistent. You know, he's got a great fan base. You know, the shows have been sold out. His whole team and his whole crew, his whole band have been awesome. He's got the number one song in the country this week. So it's pretty serendipitous that we're ending our tour on the weekend this song's going number
one. I saw your post on Instagram yesterday that you put up. And you guys look like you're dudes, too. You look like you're, like,
we've got
good friends.
Great brotherhood, great bond. And he's just great, man. He's just a great hang. And it's just been one of those tours that I feel like has set the bar, you know, for sure, as far as like, you know, highlights of road life for me.
Is that, do you take from each of these tours that you've gone on with these big, huge artists and everything, are you already planning how you're going to do it when you're the headliner and you bring somebody along?
Absolutely. I try to take away, you know, a little note, you know, from everybody that I've toured with, you know, highlights, good and bad, you know, and some things I've definitely taken away from Chase and his camp is, you know, they want one green room. They want, you know, one, all the bands,
and what
all
is
the
that?
Crew.
Explain to like the listener who might not know what a green room is.
Good point. You know, usually each artist or each band, you know, backstage has their own little area, you know, like their own room to, you know, get ready for the show, and you have your own, your writer, you know, if you will. But they like one green room, which it makes everybody mix and mingle, and it just feels like one big band, one big show. And man, just morale gets higher, you know, especially as an opening artist, it's harder, you know, especially coming up to have that kind of morale on a tour like that. And they do a great job with it, and they make it a party, and everyone's treated the same. And it's been wild. We end our last weekend with them is this weekend. We play tonight in Clifton Park, New York, and tomorrow night in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire.
Cool.
So,
and I agree with you with that green room. I know I told you off the air, but like the best moment of my radio career, which has been a long time or whatever, but was not too long ago when I went to go see Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah.
And they were on tour, just being able to meet them backstage was really cool. And there were some drinks there, which made it even better. But I'm hanging out with them. And then all of a sudden I look over and the Backstreet Boys are in the room. So we start talking to the Backstreet Boys. Like, this is insane. The Backstreet Boys. And then Nelly showed up out of nowhere, the rapper. Oh. And I'm like, this is the coolest room I've ever been in.
Now, I can't say we've had like 50 Cent or anybody just walk in, you know, our green room, but
not yet.
BB Mac, you know, I think at some point could walk in.
BB Mac.
That's a reference. Thank
right
you.
Here, baby. Or whatever.
Back,
the song.
In,
back here.
It's an old reference, but it still holds
it
up.
Yeah.
Shout out to my 90s kids.
Very not country, too, but like, yeah, man. There's definitely people that remembering BB Mac. All right, let's play your brand new song. Let's talk about this. Tell us about your new song.
This is, I like where this is going, and man, I couldn't be more excited to be coming back to radio in June with this song. We just got to shoot a music video for it, which we're going to premiere at CMA Fest during my fan party, and it's going to be good, man. I'm very excited. Thank you guys for playing it.
Very cool. Here it is. Cale Dodds. This is going to be a number one song. Let's make it that way, people.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.